I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Friday edition of The Memo. I'm Derek Russell, joined by Leslie Chris. How are you today, Leslie?
I'm okay, but you know you could hang some meat up in this room.
That's the way we like it in here.
Well, okie dokie then.
I have a Rocky training montage at the end of the show of each episode.
All righty.
You can punch it. It's either hot or it's because there's no in between in
it's
here.
It's okay. I got a jacket on. I'm fine.
You can't.
Just happy to be here with you.
At least it's not cold when it's cold outside in here. That happens sometimes too. So, how's everybody doing today? Chris,
good
with us?
Nice. You just look distracted.
I did. I was.
Doing
something
well.
Distracted me. It's good to have you along here with us as well. And Leslie?
I'm okay.
Other than cold, you're well?
I'm all right.
Well, good.
You know, yesterday I was here with Mr. Kiefer.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a little new name for the show just yesterday. It was Chris and Chris.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Spelled different. So
yeah.
Play on words.
A little play on words, yeah.
It worked.
I dig it. I dig it. Well, today... Today is all because you are the lifestyle editor, the living editor. It's all your people coming in to talk today.
All my living people as opposed to dead people.
The land of the living.
That's right.
Scott Moore is coming in to talk about the movie he saw this week.
Jenna Parsons talking about food, you said, and then you'll talk about the entertainment section.
Yeah, as well.
Yep, y'all are all my little peeps.
That's indeed true.
So that's how the show has already changed. When Brad was here, we talked about dead people a lot. But now that Brad's not here, we talk about living people.
We did?
Ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't care about that anymore. He's not with us.
He's dead to us as well.
So.
He did pass several times yesterday, and I told Chris he was looking longingly in this room, but he says he was not.
He misses it.
He does.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and get started then.
Scott Morris.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Or good day.
Good day.
You don't know when somebody's listening, so it's just a good day.
How are you?
I'm doing fine and dandy, like a hard candy Christmas. How about yourself?
I'm okay. So you went to the movies again.
I did. I've got this gig where I go to the movies. This week we saw Logan Lucky. And it was directed by Steven Soderbergh, who helmed all the Ocean's 11 movies. And those were heist movies, if you recall, with George Clooney in the lead as Danny Ocean. Mm-hmm. And I love a good heist movie. There's one called The Heist with Gene Hackman. I want to see again. I haven't seen it in a while. And this is a heist movie that's set in West Virginia. So it's got some country elements to it. Channing Tatum stars as Jimmy Logan, a guy who could have been a football star if not for a bum knee. And so he's just lost his job, and he's got a plan to rob Charlotte Motor Speedway. And he gets his brother involved, who's played by Adam Driver, and his brother had lost a part of his arm in Iraq. And his sister gets involved, Melly, and she's played by Riley Kehoe, who is she?
She is the granddaughter of Elvis Presley of Tupelo.
That's right. And so they get together, and they attempt this heist with help from a guy named Joe Bang, who's a redneck scientist played by Daniel Craig. He knows how to blow things up. And I saw it with the family, and it's PG-13, and my daughter was sitting right next to me. She was laughing the whole way through. I mean, just laughing. 'Cause a lot of funny lines, we thought. And then really enjoyed, you know how heist movies are, you know, there's a certain amount of clockworkness to it, but there's also things go wrong, and so you're like, ooh, I hope you don't, you know, all these close calls going on. So it was a fun movie. I'm surprised it didn't do better at the box office this past weekend than it did. It made like $8 million, which is, you know, I've never had $8 million in my bathtub, but that sure would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would, very much so.
But, So I'd recommend people go check it out. Soderbergh's a great storyteller, and he does this type of movie well. Channing Tatum, there's a sweet moment. You don't necessarily expect a sweet moment in a heist film. But the girl, her name is Farrah, I think, McKenzie. And she plays Logan's daughter. And there's this moment toward the end. It's just very touching, and it kind of made me more sympathetic for her dad's criminal enterprise, if I wasn't already. It's like it's something about watching the movie and saying, yeah, rob them all. Get all the money you can. All of a sudden, your morals are thrown out the window for a while. Yeah, take what you can. Run.
So well, I think I might take my dad to see this movie because it's not necessarily my type of movie, but when I read your review, I thought it sounded like it might be fun.
Well, and you got like a cast of not thousands, but you got a pretty high-profile cast in that Hilary Swank's in there as an FBI agent, and Seth MacFarlane plays a character that I wrote in the review that even the Dalai Lama might want to punch in the mouth. He's just so obnoxious. You really want him to get his comeuppance. And then Dwight Yoakam, isn't it? He was in town recently.
I read that.
And then he had his no cowboy hat, and he plays the warden, kind of a heavy in this film.
He's a fairly good actor, I think.
Was he in Sling Blade?
He was.
He like the really bad guy in Sling Blade?
Yeah, he was.
And so he doesn't mind making himself look less than good. I mean, obviously in Sling Blade he was terrible, and here he's kind of a comedic character in this, but he's definitely nobody's friend in this movie.
Well, I'm a fan of Channing Tatum, so.
I can take him or leave him, for that matter. I mean, but he does a fine job here. I mean, he slips into the role, as far as I could tell. And then Adam Driver, I'm just becoming more and more impressed with. He just sort of pops up here all over the place. And he's Kylo Ren in Star Wars movies. And just whenever I see him, he generally has, and he doesn't look like he would. I mean, something about his face is kind of goofy, and he just doesn't, he's kind of got this, he doesn't look like Steve Buscemi, but it has kind of a Steve Buscemi thing going on to where he's just who he is, and he does good work, you know?
Well, you gave this movie an A-.
An A-. I seem to be talking it up a little bit better than an A-, but, you know, again, mainly because I want to encourage people to go see this, because I think this is the kind of film that a lot of people would enjoy if they just went to the theater to watch it and they knew about it.
Well, I think I'm going to check it out because of your review.
Oh, fantastic. So that's one. Made $7.95 for Steven Soderbergh.
There you go. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Leslie.
You're welcome. Watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. Watch live on Monday afternoons at 2 or catch the replay later in the day.
You can also watch the Daily Journal's Newsbreak at djournal.com after you watch Capital View webcast. That's where we do sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows are posted each weekday at 7 a.m. at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices.
And if you miss Brad Locke, and I don't know why, you can listen to Prep Rally, our high school sports podcast with Brad and Prep's editor, Dalton Middleton. New episodes air every Wednesday. You can listen to it free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. And Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans, check out the Double Coverage podcast. Ole Miss beat reporter Parrish Alford and Mississippi State reporter Logan Lowry release a new episode each Thursday afternoon in which they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and Rebels. Listen to it free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
Jenna Parsons joining us today. Jenna, your column may be a little meta to talk about on the show today since it's about the show.
Right.
You talked about making Brad's pie from his peanut butter pie from last week.
Well, I had to make the peanut butter pie because I had made cornbread for you a few weeks earlier.
But it was appreciated by some people, I'm sure, nonetheless. We would have been happier if you would just give me the cornbread and not acknowledge Brad whatsoever.
Well,
as Chris said at the beginning of the show, he's dead to us anyway.
So. Well, every time I pass him, I invite him to come to, you know, staff meetings, budget meetings, and he just says, no, thank you.
I will jump in and just say that yesterday I asked Chris what you were bringing him. And he said he would never.
Are you leaving too?
He said he would never ask you to bring anything for him.
Well, what I should bring is whatever is my column for the day, but that never happens.
I would say I didn't ask you to bring me cornbread.
No.
You did it out of the kindness of your heart.
I said I had to make Brad a pie because I brought you cornbread. Mm-hmm.
I'm just clearing that up for people who think it was
I understand.
Asked.
No. I just meant Chris said he would never ask her to do that. I didn't mean that you had.
Leslie's stirring stuff up.
I feel like everybody's ganging up on me right now, and I'm just I'll shut it down quick. You did include the recipe. Which one did you end up going with? We were talking about it before you
made
it.
It's the Pioneer Woman Reed Drummond's recipe. It's just got peanut butter and cream cheese and Cool Whip, and you put it into a, you can make your own Oreo crust, but I bought a store-bought Oreo crust, Oreo cookie crust.
I told her just to buy a store-bought pie and give it to him and say that she made it, but she wouldn't do that.
Well, actually, one of the peanut butter pies that's really popular in Tupelo seems to be the one at Cafe 212, mm-hmm. and every time we take our kids there, they always order a piece and share it. And so when we were there a couple of weeks ago, and they ordered a piece, and so I took all the enjoyment out of it for them, because I was saying, tell me what you think's in that pie, because I'm going to make one for Brad. So
they couldn't
just enjoy it, but they had to. But I did drizzle his with I melted a Hershey bar and drizzled it over the top, which they don't do. Reed Drummond doesn't do it in her recipe, but I did.
You just tried that for the sake of it. I didn't try any, but I assume it was excellent.
It's good. It's really good.
Chris tried some.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
It looked excellent.
But you're not much of a sweet seeker.
Well, I figured I'd go into a diabetic coma if I had any of it, so.
Right, because I
think. Worth it.
What a way to go, bro.
Diabetic coma or hit by a beer truck.
Yeah, either way. Your cook of the week this week is from Tupelo?
Yes, Ellen Reed.
Now, see, I don't do sweets much, but that pound cake she's holding, that's right up my alley right
Holy
there.
Holy cow. It was a cream cheese pound cake, and it's what she makes and takes to work. It's potlucks and to families who have lost a family member. And, in fact, I won't name the person who nominated Ellen, but the person said that sometimes they kind of wish for the passing of someone.
I was going to say, I had a family. That's exactly what I was about to say.
So Ellen would make her pound cake. I mean, not that they wish people dead, but they just wish for the cake.
It's one of those that you don't really like. I mean, you're related to them, but, you know.
Well, she made it for the photo, and as soon as the photographer had taken the picture.
Somebody died?
No, her son came in and said, hey, Mom, can I take that cake to work now? He had just started a new job. It was his first week on the job.
He's trying to suck up.
Oh, please. He's going to be like everybody's favorite now. But he whisked that cake away before I could even get a bite of it.
I would have just slapped it out of his hand so it hit the floor. I'm sorry. Does she come from a long line of cooks?
Well, she does. Everyone in her family, she said, is a good cook. But especially her Aunt Virginia. That's where she gets a lot of her good recipes that she uses, like chicken and dumplings and chicken salad. And there was something else that...
Pecan tarts.
She also made the pecan tarts, and we took a picture of those. They are in the paper as well, or you can see them online.
All right. Well, yes, Chris?
Before we let you go, tailgate recipes. Are you still looking? Have you got them?
I believe last week, Chris, you put something on the Facebook page, and I got a recipe from that. And then some woman, and I don't know where she's from, brought in a handful of them yesterday, dropped them by the paper. So we have gotten a few more, but it really, you know, it would be nice to have 25 or 30 recipes, because different people do different things for tailgating. Some are looking for dips, some are looking for sandwiches, some are looking for finger foods. Some may want things that you can keep hot in a crock pot, or some may, you know, anyway, we need lots and lots of different things. So it's
soon,
not,
right?
Well, it's not, I'm going to have to put the feature off for a week because it just didn't look like it was going to happen there for a while. So if folks could get them into me by next Friday, a week from today, that would be most helpful. Email them, mail them, walk them in, call me, fax me, carrier pigeon.
Jenna.Parsons@journalink.com.
Can we beep you?
Beep me? I don't have a beeper.
No, you don't have a pager?
No. Do people even use pagers anymore?
Drug dealers.
Ah, well, yes. There you go. That would be why I don't
so
have
Jenna
one.
Jenna does not have one. We're going to go ahead and nip that in the bud right now.
But Leslie, you have a pager, right?
Hey!
No, I don't.
You know, I did see Scott like look at his waist when he got up and left out of here earlier, so I'm not sure. Jenna, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Mr. Russell.
Miss Chris.
Derek Russell.
That's me.
Arts and entertainment guy.
That's what they tell me.
There seems to be some pretty cool stuff going on this weekend.
Almost always.
I loved the... First of all, I loved your headline on your Pied Piper player story. It was great. Pixie Dust and Pronouns.
I'll second that. That was cool.
This old English teacher really liked it. And the tutus, oh my gosh. The rainbow color tutus and those adorable little girls. That's a great photograph.
Representing the parts of speech in Pied Piper's performance that will be tonight at Church Street Elementary School in their auditorium. It is a show called The Magic Wishing Ring, where kids, the cast is made up of kindergarten through third graders, 14 of them, but a couple of students in the show, portraying students, wish that they could have a fun way to learn about the parts of speech and grammar, and that's when a pixie fairy appears and brings the Wizard of Words and all these different parts of speech that you see in the tutus to life and teach them about how to use grammar properly.
Again, this old English teacher likes that idea.
You're fond of that?
Yeah, it's a great idea.
The kids said that they liked the idea that they're going to tour around. Actually, they did. Yesterday, on Thursday, they toured the show around. And... to different schools. They went to TCPS and Rankin and one county school. I can't remember which one off the top of my head, but they were performing for older kids and that they liked the idea of being able to teach older kids about
That's cool.
parts of speech. So that is tonight at 7 p.m. at Church Street School Public Performance. Tickets are $5 and 12 and under. Get in for free.
And there's something going on Broadway at TCT this weekend.
There is?
Isn't there?
I hope not.
It's not in the paper, but I was just remembering that there are plays going on this weekend because I'm going tonight.
It's the one you wrote about last weekend, right?
Yeah.
You said Off-Broadway. That's my show.
I'm sorry.
You just about gave me a heart attack.
I am so sorry. I meant on the street Broadway. I'm so sorry. I was just thinking about the things going on this weekend, and I knew that my tickets tonight are for the Lyric on Broadway.
The Robert Bridegroom does continue tonight at the Lyric.
One of those dreams? Do you have like one of those dreams where you're in college
where I woke
and
up and
the morning of the final?
Well, and I've missed the class for the right. past 3 months.
Yeah. I had those dreams, except it was me losing control of my classroom when I was a teacher.
Oh, my word.
Sorry.
That just came all over me there for a second. I was like, I have a month.
Yes, I would not have done that to you.
You almost did.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You almost did. Yes, the Robert Bridegroom musical did open at the Lyric last night, and performances continue today and Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. As well, there's also the final movies in the park of the summer at Ballard Park starting around 8:30 on Saturday. They'll be showing Pete's Dragon. And there's also a Link Center Monthly Music Mix Saturday evening with singer-songwriter Kate Campbell in the reception hall starting at 7:30 p.m.
I'm going to that, too. Kate Campbell's a big friend of mine, only in my mind.
Okay.
I have seen her many times.
She's come
She's a great singer-songwriter.
She is. She'll be joined by Bob Ray and some others in a round-robin-style performance at Link Center. So 690-4011 for tickets for that. They are $12 in advance or $15 at the door. And that's scene.
Oh, thank you, Derek.
Well,
I'm so
you.
Sorry that I almost gave
that's
you
okay.
apoplexy.
It would have been par for the course today. Whew, that got all over me, and I still hadn't come back
so
down yet.
Sorry.
That's okay. So thanks for joining us today on The Memo. You can find us online at memo.djournal.com or on Twitter at djournalmemo to find out when new episodes are available. All the stories we talked about today you can find in your daily journal or online at djournal.com, and you can follow the journal on Twitter at djournalnow. And we'll be back again next week with two brand new episodes.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks
for letting me
on.
Co-host with you.
Chris, thanks for having me.
Anytime, Derek.